Hello and welcome to Banking on Information. In this episode, my guest is Kevin Porter. He is CEO and founder of DXO Advisors. Welcome to the podcast, Kevin.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, great to have you here. As you know, the first question is a question based on Simon Sinek's book, Start With Why. So the question for you, Kevin, why do you do what you do?
No, that's always the most important question. You know, after working my entire career in the financial services industry, across various businesses and organizations, you know, I started DXO Advisors for two reasons. The first reason, you know, I believe that credit unions, which is my main focus, are really facing a systemic risk due to changes in customer preferences. You know, I've been a credit union member since I was a kid. Even though I spent most of my career outside of credit unions, I've always been a credit union advocate. And I really want to leverage my experience, my expertise, my passion towards helping credit unions, you know, uniquely position themselves to dominate their financial services competitors. The second reason, you know, bankers think about banking far more than the typical consumer. You know, so I call this banker think, right? And the bulk of your employees think like bankers, not consumers. Where I have had success throughout my career is thinking differently, right? Challenging the status quo, delivering outcomes that outperform due to their ability to resonate with consumers. So I want to help credit unions break away from that banker think and think more like consumers.
That is great. So your why is that you're passionate about credit unions and what they stand for, and you really want to help them with that consumer focus, that consumer frame of mind. And that's a great way to do it, because I think they do need help in that. I call it banker's bias, but bankers think same thing, right? Kind of like yep. Bankers, people in financial service industry think that people care too much about financial products, and they don't. It's kind of like you need a mortgage, but no one's going to spend their Saturday mortgage shopping for fun.
Right.
It's a necessary evil, you could say. And therefore it is important that you have that perspective. So that's great. So what do you do, and what kind of use cases do you help credit unions with?
Yeah. So I established DXO Advisors to help organizations transform from what I call digital to omni. So let me explain. So digital transformation, it's really become a non-negotiable imperative for every financial institution, regardless of who you are. The consumers, your members, they experience beautifully designed, simple, easy experiences every day. So for credit unions, what does this mean? It means that decisions you make on a day-to-day basis either advance you towards delivering those experiences or put you further behind the curve. But the digital transformation and the modernization of solutions, that's just the how, right? And so the what in my mind is omni. So all that being said, we partner with credit unions on their transformation journey from digital to omni. We help them build their future state strategy, complete the strategic planning with a deliberate sequenced roadmap to help them achieve that transformation. Yeah. We assist with selection of strategic solutions that align with their future state. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, deliver the necessary adoption to actually realize the projected benefits mm-hmm. of the work effort. There's yep. so many organizations that finish their project, celebrate, and that's it, right? Exactly. And the real value, despite what business schools teach you, the real value mm-hmm. is in the adoption. Because all yep. you do during delivery is spend money. And so yep. how do we make sure we're getting the necessary post-project adoption to realize the projected benefits you had hoped to achieve?
Yeah. No, that's very important. And yes, omni is very important, meeting the customer where they're at, right? Mm-hmm. Not just sort of saying, hey, I have a beautiful website, that's why you need to go there. Or, hey, I have a great call center, that's why you need to go there. Go where you want to go, what is most convenient for the member. I think that's very important. Now, how do your customers get value from the services that you provide?
Yeah, so for context, I'm a banker, right? Like, I'm not a career consultant by trade. So I've all of my work I've done has been in financial institutions. So when I think of customers, I'm going to kind of preface that by saying some of these are actually employers I've worked for. But with that in mind, I led enterprise-wide transformation while at TD Bank. The end result was a substantial amount of cost savings from increased service efficiencies, reduction in their technology footprint. It also delivered, propelling revenues from the improved sales and onboarding experiences that we delivered, and increased, at the time, their already strong customer experience results. I've helped banks and credit unions reduce dependency on their core, enabled them to scale their solutions, delivered a greater return on that investment and reduction in their total cost of ownership. Choosing the right solution is so critical to your transformation, because if you don't choose the right ones, they can become sizable roadblocks in your efforts. So I've also done, member-centric experience design, led consumer and empathy research, led product redesign and rebranding efforts. One of the institutions I worked with saw a 52% year-over-year increase in their deposit product sales and deeper relationships due to the adoption of those additional services. So really, there's a lot of different ways I've been able to help deliver value for organizations, which I think is, again, kind of something that uniquely positions me to help credit unions where they need the help.
No, that's great. So reduction in costs, increase in revenue, better customer experience, and getting adoption of the new technology. Those are all great things, and I think everyone is looking for that. Now, I like to do this thing called future stinking. We both don't know what the future is going to hold for us, but we can think about it. We can sort of do an educated guess. So if you think 10 years out, so you think we're now in the year 2034, what do you think the banking landscape looks like, and what will be the role of credit unions in that? Can you paint a picture for me what a possible future could look like?
So I really believe, based on kind of changing trends in the economy and in culture, I believe that credit unions have a very unique opportunity to dominate the competition in the markets and communities that they serve. So it's a bit of an aggressive future mindset that I have. But their operating model's already designed to be member-centric, right? The only thing holding them back is that banker think, and their need to really design for the members and adopt an omni mindset. How do we become that one organization that our members see us as? So over the next 10 years, I expect credit unions to figure this out. I hope that my company can play even a very small part in that. But I do expect credit unions to gain a larger market share in their communities that they serve due to their ability to identify and embed a more, I guess, empathetic approach into their products, services, and experiences.
So let's assume that that is the reality 10 years from now. Actually, credit unions are quite dominant. They are actually competing against other players in the market. What do credit unions need to do today to be ready for that future that you've just painted?
Yeah, I think that credit unions need to, again, kind of go back to their core model. Every credit union is very passionate about their communities and the members they serve. But they still operate in the mindset of a banker, right? Like, they still, a lot of the digital experiences I see are still very product-centric or service-centric. Get back to what's the member's purpose. So, a member does not go to you to get a mortgage. They want to buy a home, right? They don't want to open up a checking account. They want to join the credit union. Like, and the sooner we start to design the experiences towards that, I think that will help them on their journey to become that more empathetic, more relevant offering in their marketplace.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So credit unions out there, call Kevin and help him, or let him help you get ready for that future and be dominant in the market and be ready for it. Be good for your members. Make sure that you give them a true member experience. I think that's a great way to wrap this up. Thank you very much, Kevin, for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate the opportunity. It's always great to have a conversation with you, Rutger.
Yeah, no, this was great. Thank you so much. And until next time, choose to be curious.